Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, keeping an eye on the weather system happening in the north of the state, and give us the latest regarding it and potential cyclone ability of it, is from Bomb. Daniel Hayes joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I mean, I've got a billion dumb questions coming your way, so get ready for the rapid fire. Chance of a cyclone, is it happening?
The system is likely to form into a cyclone, probably around the weekend. Saturday into Sunday.
Okay.
So at the moment, it is just a tropical low. It's still well offshore, a good 400 kilometres or so to the north of Karratha this morning. So it's still quite a ways off.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, great to hear.
Stay over there. So we talk about potential cyclone. What category are we looking at this point?
It may get up to Category 2 system by Monday. There is some potential that it could go higher. At this stage, the expectation is that the track will stay offshore. So the centre of the system will remain offshore. We may still see some shower and storm activity coming on around the Pilbara coast with the outer bands from the system. Okay. So there could be some decent falls, but it should mainly be confined to those coastal areas. We don't really expect to see too much pushing inland as long as the system does remain offshore.
And have we got a name yet?
Look, the next two names in the system in our lists are Megan and Neville. We are actually keeping this one that we're looking at here off the WA coast is 08U tropical low, but we are also looking at another tropical low 09U, which is currently moving across the Northern Territory and is expected to move into the Gulf of Carpentaria later today. Now that one is also likely to become a cyclone, so it's going to be a bit of a toss up as to which one gets to be Megan and which one gets to be Neville.
I'd rather Megan.
I want Megan.
Yeah, I want Megan. Yeah. If I got to make a choice, give me Megan, please.
Okay.
Cyclone well, Neville just, I can't take him seriously.
Yeah, I would be embarrassed if Neville was to come here.
Well, look, at this point, it's probably leaning more towards the Gulf of Carpentaria cyclone potentially getting to cyclone strength earlier.
Oh, no.
But look, at this point, hopefully, if it does become a cyclone, it is likely to stay offshore. So hopefully it won't be too serious an impact for WA anyway. So maybe Neville's more fitting since the one in the Gulf is likely to bring a fair bit of weather to parts of Queensland and across the Northern Territory. Potentially, that one may actually move across the Northern Territory next week and come towards the Kimberley towards the middle or later part of next week.
Oh,
so
God.
It could be coming back over to Western Australia.
Jeez, and Megan, that's unpredictable. What a twist. So my last question for you is, are we at the end of cyclone season? I feel like we're almost there, right? We're middle of March, surely.
Technically, the season runs through to the end of April, and we have had quite a number of cyclones that have still come through even as late as May.
Oh, God.
We've probably still got some time to run. This is a fairly active period, though, at the moment. The monsoon trough is quite active across the northern parts of Australia, and we have had a pulse of the Madden-Julian Oscillation, which is one of the larger, broader-scale influences that can assist with the development of cyclones. So it's been relatively active.
Well, it sounds like you guys are busy. Of course, if you want more information, they can go to bomb.gov.au to keep an eye on the latest. Also, emergency.wa.gov.au. But thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. Daniel Hayes in the Bureau of Meteorology. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.